Frank Spaulding back with you. We're talking Perry LeCompton boys basketball here on the Call Locker Room Chat, presented every single week by First State Bank and Trust in Perry, as well as Heinen Repair Service. And we're talking with head coach Matt Simmons of the Cause. And, Coach, a season that has definitely had its ups and downs. You guys sit at 500 right now. One more game that will count for regular season standings, for sub-state implications and the likes. And you've got Royal Valley tomorrow night. But let's talk about this past week. You guys take on a Sabetha team and an Osage City team, both top-tier teams in 3A. Just tell me about what you see from your guys this past week as you guys prepare to make this postseason push.
Yeah, you know, when you start with the Osage game, I talked a little bit about it last week. They punched us in the mouth pretty early, and we couldn't score. You know, we had 10 points going into halftime. We did a pretty good job. We held them to 22, but you put yourself in a 12-point hole going into the third and fourth quarter with a really good team and a really good coach, and we could never quite get it into single digits. They did a great job holding the lead, and they'd hold the ball for several, you know, a couple minutes at a time, and, you know, we'd fall asleep and they'd get a big bucket, and kind of some old school basketball, and we didn't do a very good job. We shot 3 for 25 from three, and I think 4 of 12 from the line, and just couldn't find a rhythm. And then at home against Sabetha, it was a big time game we knew coming in, and they just played better than us from the jump to the end. And once again, we had a poor shooting night, which didn't help anything, but that wasn't the reason we lost. We didn't play well enough, and they did. And yeah, found ourselves pretty frustrated after a tough week, but then had a good bounce back game Monday against Donovan West.
Yeah, you guys took on D West at home, and that was a makeup game from what would have been the first game back from the Christmas break, but you guys were able to get that game in, a 46-35 victory at home. What was it like for your guys' squad to get back on the winning track, do so at home, knowing you got one more game against Royal Valley at home before the postseason really get started?
Yeah, it was a good game for us. It was good to get in front of our home crowd, even though it was a Monday and kind of a weird makeup game against a team we haven't seen before. They came out and played really well in the first half. We found ourselves down 6 in the third quarter and had to make some big plays and hit some shots, which we haven't done recently. So I think it was some good momentum to hit some shots to win a game at home. And hopefully we can use that moving forward. We're supposed to play Valley Falls Tuesday, but with all the weather, that's got postponed. And so we haven't been able really to practice this week. So, you know, it's just more adversity that everyone's facing, and it's not just special to us. So we have to find a way to try to get a good practice in today for those who can make it, and turn around and have a big night, senior night, against a Royal Valley team who took us to the wire at their place a few weeks ago.
Yeah, 62-57 last time you took on the Panthers. But tell me if you can, and try to put it into words, I guess, is kind of the craziness this season has been. There's been a lot of snow days, a lot of weather has been in January and February. What's it been like for your team and your squad to try and, you know, do what you can when you can, but then once you have that opportunity, really getting after it?
Yeah, you know, as a coach, I'm not going to lie and say it hasn't been frustrating, you know, but you have to understand that obviously everyone's going through it. The players do want to be at practice. And, you know, when I was a player, to take 3 or 4 days off at a time when you're in a rhythm is not easy. So as a coaching staff, we've got to find a way to make basketball really easy in a time where it's really difficult. We got to set really good screens and get guys open and find ways to score inside to see it go in first. And, you know, when you're in your practices now, you have to find time to both prepare for a team coming in, but also get your reps back in. And so there's no easy or perfect way to do it. We're just going to do our best and just chalk it up to more adversity. And, you know, there's times where kids are sick. There's times where, you know, other things are going on in kids' lives. And, you know, it's maybe focus it all on basketball. The routine hasn't been perfect, but you got to find a way anyway. And, you know, hopefully senior night and remembering how close the game was against Royal Valley, our kids will be fired up and just excited to play basketball and not take it for granted.
By the time we talk next week, sub-states will be kicked off, and it's all likelihood looks like it might be a rematch against Osage City at their place once again. Tell me a little bit about that, the postseason time. You know, what's the thought process and the mindset knowing that you potentially could be playing against a team that you've already played once?
Yeah, you know, it's good in a way because we know what to expect, you know, and we went in and didn't play well against them. And so that should give us some motivation to get, you know, an opportunity to play a team again that you feel like you didn't play well against. And, man, they just have some really big, strong, tough guards and a coach who's done it a long time and knows how to win. And, it's going to be a tough environment and a tough place to go play. But, you know, the motivating factors are there. You know, it's one and done at this point. And, you know, kids are playing to fight to play another day. And, you know, I think our kids will be motivated by the fact we didn't play well last time. Maybe pay a little more attention to detail and to the scouting report and get a couple more shots and we'll be right in it.
Fairleigh Compton trying to get above 500 in league tomorrow night with a game against Royal Valley at home, and then again takes on Valley Falls next Monday before Substate opening round begins next Thursday. Coach, we'll talk more details about your postseason push next Thursday. And as always, good luck and good health to you, Coach. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Jake.
All right, Coach Matt Simmons of the Fairleigh Compton Cons, the Call Locker Room Chat presented every single week by the First State Bank and Trust in Perry and Heinen Repair Service.